Growing up, if I ever got in trouble at school, I would always tell my mom before I told my dad. I knew she'd be much more patient and willing to listen than my dad, who didn't exactly share her views on impartial hearings. It's a lesson we all learn at a young age. If you can choose who hears your case, you should. And in just 1 week, voters can choose by voting for Superior Court judges. Yet most people have no idea where to even begin. John Goldford already voted, but he didn't vote for Superior Court judge.
I don't know anything about them, and so I didn't want to... I mean, if I don't know anything about them, I definitely don't have an opinion on whether they should be in office or not.
Sandy Terryberry already voted, too. She recognizes the importance of Superior Court judges.
I think they have more power than any other office in the country.
But, like John, she left that section blank.
I left them blank because I didn't have time to do the research. I'd rather not vote for anybody than do an incorrect vote.
Most people agree that it is important to choose the right candidate. They're the ones who decide how to sentence dangerous criminals. Superior Court Judge candidate Michael Jessick recognizes how difficult and expensive it is for candidates to get their message out to the more than 4 million registered voters in L.A.
I completely understand it because, you know, an uninformed vote is not a good vote. I try to tell people to go to my website, you know, go to my opponent's website, check out both of us, but try to get as informed as possible before you make these decisions.
Even researching isn't clear-cut, like choosing mom over dad. Most of the candidates have nearly identical mission statements. They pledge to listen to all parties, base rulings on fact, and provide justice for all. Even officials and newspapers have a hard time telling them apart. Sheriff Lee Baca endorsed all but 2 of the 10 candidates. Candidate C. Edward Max says this just means that all of the candidates are qualified for the job.
Just because 2 people are opposing each other in a race doesn't mean that both of them aren't qualified. As a matter of fact, that should mean exactly what it is, that they are both qualified and they're just competing to get the seat.
Mack encourages voters to pay attention to the experience and legal background of the candidates and decide what kind of background they think their judges should have. So if you don't know candidate Rocky Crabb from Rocky Balboa, make sure to visit www.smartvoter.org and learn more about the candidates. Dan Bentz, Annenberg Radio News.